While personal care providers are fighting for a raise, commentator Zach Unger is fighting fires. As a fireman, he protects other people's lives and property in Oakland, California. And he also goes to some lengths to protect his own family from worry.
A few months back, we had a fire in a dry cleaning warehouse. By the time we arrived, flames were venting through the roof, and multicolored chemicals, thick as soup, ran down the gutter. We hopped off the rig. My partner Jim kicked down a door, and I pulled a hose line. We crouched our way inside to find the seat of the flames. Within minutes, it was clear that we were going to lose this one. The water was useless. We could hear small explosions all around us, and my mind was screaming at me to get out. Maybe, though, if we could just hold out a minute longer, maybe we could get it. But then I looked up and saw the flames banked down just inches over our heads. I pounded on Jim's back and we bailed, tumbling over a loading dock and into the street. Outside, a power line burned itself loose and spun through the air hissing, sparking as it raked the pavement in front of us. We sidestepped, regrouped, got bigger hoses, and went back inside. When I came home the next morning, my wife was just leaving for work. She handed me the baby, poured herself some cereal, and asked, "So how was your shift?" "Nothing special," I answered. "Pretty slow." I considered telling her about the warehouse fire, but as usual, decided not to. Instead, I told her a funny story about a kid who'd called us when his mom burned the toast. Sometimes I wonder, should I tell her the truth, or will it only terrify her to hear how it feels when the skin on the back of your neck starts to pucker from the heat? Does she really want to know what it's like to do futile CPR on a little kid who caught a bullet? When I first started 6 years ago, she used to worry if I didn't come straight home after my shift ended. But it's easier now. I go to work every third day and come home safe and happy the following morning. It's a lulling rhythm, and I'm loath to disrupt it. Like cops or soldiers or anyone who does dangerous work, firefighters pay lip service to the risks of the job, but it's always in general terms. We never discuss the danger as it pertains to us. I tell myself that the white lies and the omissions are for my wife's benefit, but I think I might really be doing it for myself. I keep my work at work, locked away safely at the firehouse. That way, when I step off the rig and into the next burning building, I can convince myself that I'm in a world apart, a place that's safe, as long as I never tell anyone otherwise.
Those are the comments of Zach Unger. He's author of Working Fire, The Making of an Accidental Fireman.